Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee. Chair Patrick Fitzgerald. Pat, if you'd be so kind.
Thank you, Tim. So the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met yesterday in this room. The committee approved the minutes of the prior meeting that was held on November 9th, 2016. We also reviewed and recommended the items that are within the purview of the committee, which appear in today's agenda for board consideration, and they consist of the following. Appointments to the faculty, administrative and professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. A proposal to amend the general rules concerning university organization and procedure, and as part of that, revising university policy 10 for civil service staff sick leave. An item concerning the appointment of a member to the Board of Managers of the University of Illinois Research Park, LLC. An item appointing members to the Board of Managers of Illinois Ventures, LLC. And an item proposing a revision to the procedures governing appearances before the Board of Trustees. After reviewing those items, we received an annual report on the policy on background checks from Ms. Jamie Painter, the Assistant Vice President for Human Resources. That report was quite thorough, and Ms. Painter reported on the number of vacancies that occurred at the throughout the system at the different universities, including the number of applicants, the number of background checks conducted, and the cost of those background checks, both in total and per background check, and the number of offers, the limited number of offers that were withdrawn due to the background check results. Ms. Painter advised the committee that the implementation of the revised background check policy has not had an adverse impact on recruitment to date, and noted that less than 0.01% of offers were withdrawn due to background check findings. It was a total number of 11. The committee discussed the process used to evaluate background check findings, and Ms. Painter emphasized that the committee considers the criminal act involved, as well as the position to be filled by the candidate. We would again emphasize that the criminal acts that are discovered as part of the background check process are not automatic disqualifiers for employment. And in fact, the people considering employment offers make the offers being unaware of what their findings will be. And only if the findings result in something disqualifying does it come into play. And given that some of the findings that were found were very serious but very limited, we think it's worked quite well to date in that we've avoided potential safety concerns involving children at a modest cost considering what's at stake. But we're also quite cognizant of all the concerns people had to make sure that this process did not chill people from applying or have an inappropriate impact on hiring decisions. And so we'll have a report again next year. The committee also heard a legislative update from Ms. Lindsay Anderson, our Director of Governmental Relations. She outlined how the Office of Government Relations is focusing its advocacy efforts. She highlighted the university's role as a leader in advocating certain positions, as well as a resource, and making clear that people understand the various good things that arise from what the work the university does, and building bridges with various constituents. And she also discussed the current state legislative session and the anticipated changes in the federal government. And finally, the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for Thursday, March 14th, in Urbana at 2:15 p.m.
Comments or questions for Pat? I'd also like to reiterate that I thought the presentation on the background checks was, I'm convinced it's a very professional, fair process, and I'm convinced that those people work with the best interests of the university at heart. I know that was a somewhat controversial issue when it first came up. I think all involved have done a great job setting up a good process. But certainly, as you stated, it bears review on a regular basis.